At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Friday morning, 28th day of November. It is Black Friday. The day after, we're in for the morning shift, and come up top of the hour, we're going to be in for the steakhouse.
Yep.
Coming up next segment is the Cassie Call, but I have been asked to tell two show business stories.
Okay.
One you've heard and one you may not have heard, but they are probably about two of the most famous people in show business history. And so I'm going to tell that then. And I'm going to clean up a couple things having to do with the soundtracks because I got a couple texts. So I want to make sure that we get that taken care of because throughout the show, Sam, Noel, and I have been talking about our favorite soundtracks, and I was confused on one, but I got the update on that. So we're going to take care of all of that stuff. I'm going to take care of all family business.
All of it.
That next segment. So we're going to get all that out the way. But are you ready for a dude who unfortunately got a call mistakenly during college football season to come and join us on the show to talk college football?
Which he didn't mind.
But, no, he didn't mind at all. He actually, you know, was going to see how long he can get away with it. But we enjoyed talking to him. But now it is your time of year, Tim Scarborough, and we welcome you back. And how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, first of all, yeah, I certainly would have been able to step in for you guys for college football. And the funny thing is I actually did a game for college football the following week. It's like, wow, something must be in the air because I hadn't done a college football game since 2000. So,
whoa.
But, yeah, Thanksgiving was great. Ate all the food that I wanted to eat. I was hoping for a Cowboys loss. Didn't get that, but, you know, it's still all good.
Well, then, Sam, we should just test him, man. And listen, you're talking to two guys who are sitting here with the opening act for what is going to be a day of football around here, pro and college. But everybody here is waiting to see what's going on at 3:30 today, and that's Georgia Tech. All right, football, college football, man. What is your perspective on this game? Give us your thoughts on this matchup today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The biggest.
Now you want me to talk about?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You should know about these two programs.
What a year Georgia Tech has had, though, right? I mean, he got a veteran quarterback in King, and he has outperformed a lot of people in the ACC, and certainly a lot of expectations. This is the first year in a while I feel like Georgia Tech has a chance to beat Georgia today. I don't think they will, but I think they have a chance. How about that? Is that good enough?
Well, I got another question because we got some guys from Kennesaw that are headed up to your alma mater this weekend. And, you know, last year, Kennesaw State embarrassed Liberty over in Cobb County. But now they got to go up to their place. Thoughts about what's happening and just the amazing thing that has happened at Kennesaw State, a new coach, almost a new roster. But here they are with bowl eligibility going into this game with Liberty tomorrow.
Remarkable. And you think the fact that Liberty does not have bowl eligibility in the same day. So it's almost like, you know, Kennesaw has ruined the Liberty football program. I mean, that game last year, I was at that game, of course, since I lived down here, I went to it. And, you know, it was one of the things that you say, hey, you know what, this school has a chance to put something together. And then, you know, they fired a coach, they get a new coach. And, you know, I am amazed at this season that they've had. And conversely, Liberty season has really fallen apart. Lost some very close games, a couple of overtime games in Conference USA, and they've taken themselves out of bowl eligibility. But personally, I would love the Liberty Flames to burn the Kennesaw Owls today.
Owls? You going to burn Hootie Hook? Wait a minute, man.
That's what he said.
We're going to be a Hootie
Hook. That's what he said.
That's not for the kids. The kids are watching. Okay. No, but yeah, Kennesaw, I mean, wow, what a story. And I expect that to carry over in the basketball season too. I mean, this, you know, I think honestly, Kennesaw State basketball might arguably be the best basketball team in the state of Georgia. And it's been that way for, you know, for several months now. So yeah, good times.
I don't know if that's a big statement or not.
It is a big statement because things are jumping over in Athens right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got up to another good start
Dominique
this year.
Dominique Kidd is there. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, thoughts about this, Georgia.
Now, Dominique Kidd I've seen.
Yeah.
But, you know, for him to say Kennesaw's the top of the chain.
They're there. Okay. Obviously, they're there. They've been to the tournament. And obviously with Georgia last year bouncing back. Your thoughts about that? Because that is happening in Georgia. And it happened last year. And you watch this year to see if they can repeat that. And it's different because of the top player from last year is not playing for the Hawks.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. Georgia's in the SEC, right? They take everybody from the SEC into the NCAA tournament. As we saw, 14 of the 16 teams in that league made it to the NCAA tournament. Certainly a record. And, yeah, I mean, Mike White's done a solid job there. I do feel like if Kennesaw had to play Georgia in Kennesaw, it is no way Georgia goes up there and wins. If Kennesaw had to go to Georgia, I think they'd have a tough time beating them out there in Athens too. But the fact that we're saying Kennesaw could be the best basketball team is a story in of itself. When you think about the schools that are in this state, right? Georgia Southern, Georgia State was very good at one time. I think Ron Hunter had his team was the best team in this state. Because they proved it. They went around and beat everybody in the state. And obviously, Georgia being the SEC, they should always, in my opinion, either Georgia or Georgia Tech being in the ACC, you're in those power conferences, a mid-major should not be the best team in your state. But here we are talking about it. So not saying it's definitive, but we are all considering the fact that Kennesaw might be the best team in the state, and that is a story in and of itself.
Look, and I work with a dude here who gets frustrated openly about the talent that leaves this state and goes plays elsewhere. So I know what you're saying there, and it's frustrating. Not just from high school to college, but also college to pros or just whatever. It's just that there just needs to be more of a concentration of Georgia talent playing in Georgia teams here, according to Mr. Crenshaw. I really can't argue with him.
You say that.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are in for the morning shift on this Black Friday morning. Had a number of tournaments going on Did we learn anything? I realize it's just late November, but what did we learn from you had the Vegas tournament going on, you had the one down in the Bahamas going on, and you had Blue Bloods playing? Anything that we can take away from those? And I know there's that one win, 40 points by that team up there in Michigan against Gonzaga, but again, it's November 28th.
Yeah, I think we've learned a little bit of, you can always learn this time of year, even especially when these teams go out and test each other, which is a little different than football, right? You take those early games, at least before the college football playoff, you take those early games against Power Fives out of conference and you lose it, and then it gets held against you the rest of the year. College basketball is the exact opposite, right? Because when you go out early, you play these teams and you usually play them on a neutral court. If you notice, Michigan isn't going into Cameron Indoor Stadium and playing. They're not going into Texas and playing. They're playing them, I'll meet you out on the island somewhere and have a good time, see where we both are, nothing lost, and we can test ourselves, But I think what I've learned is that Arizona has a chance to win a national championship with Koa Pete as a freshman. And, I came into this year thinking, man, I can't wait to see Cameron and Caden Boozer. But my goodness, at Duke, the Boozer twins. And Cameron in particular has been everything that we thought he would be. He's the top scorer for Duke, and Duke is winning a lot of games. And Duke will be in the mix again as they were last year. But that Arizona team, wow. Now, Arizona perennially lets you down come late February, early March. But right now, Arizona looks great. And then it's weird to be talking about BYU, but they have A.J. DeBanta, the top high school player coming out. He, arguably, him and Cameron Boozer. But, DeBanta got $8 million to go play at BYU. I think you two guys would convert to Mormonism if somebody threw that kind of money at
you. Got a cash at you, right?
And BYU is very good. They've been on national TV. I've watched them a number of times. Shuler, the guard, 6'5" guard, is averaging close to 20 points a game. DeBanta, they have a kid named Kata, 6'7", but he plays like a 7-footer, blocks a lot of shots. So, there's a lot of things you can learn from these early games. I think Michigan State is very good. I mean, this might be one of Izzo's better teams since his Mateen Cleaves years.
Ooh.
So, there's and Kansas is really good again. So the Blue Bloods are coming up, but there's obviously, I'm a mid-major guy. There's some really good mid-majors out there as well.
Yep. Always great to spend some time on the waitfor.com hotline with Tim Scarborough. Keep an eye on all things college basketball. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20, at TimScar20. Talk about some of these preseason events. We saw Duke, well, not preseason, but early season events. We saw Duke play last night. Matter of fact, we went from football to college basketball on CBS. CBS has an event coming up here in Atlanta on Saturday, December 20th. We're going to have Kentucky here. We're going to have North Carolina here. We're going to have St. John's and Ohio State. Thoughts about having events like that here in town just to give people a chance to see some of these teams that we're talking about?
Yeah, it's great for guys like you and me, Sam, get to see it in person, get to hang out. And, State Farm Arena has hosted some major basketball at the college level the last few years. And this year is no different. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think Duke being in the Final Four last year and kind of the way that thing fell apart, you remember that semifinal game, it looked like they were going to get to the championship game, and then they just absolutely gave the game away at the end to Houston. So I think they're on a mission. Bringing in all those teams to Atlanta, I mean, this is a great city for sports. People talk about this fan base might not be loyal because, the teams struggle from time to time. But I find, in the 10 years I've lived here, there's a lot of enthusiasm around all the sports. Almost to the point where I kind of root for the Falcons, but not really, because I will always be an Eagles fan. Falcons on Thanksgiving weekend, I think I would partake.
Look at him, you know what I mean?
That's okay.
He's teeing it up, man. He's just like Lucy on Charlie Brown.
You
hold the football and then you run, gonna pull the football away.
Pull the football away.
Nice going, man.
Because this is just the first. This is just the first visit. So let him win the war. Let him win the battle today. We'll get the war.
It's a long season.
So it's a long play here. Hey, man, go enjoy the rest of your weekend, Tim. We are going to get you back here ASAP. It's just the beginning of your knowledge with college basketball. And thank you, as always, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for the college football talk. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right, there you go. Appreciate it, man. Have a good day. Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.